It was a crisp autumn day with the sky that hard Carolina blue, perfect for a sortie into the wilds to commemorate the graves of long-gone revolutionary patriots, Governor Samuel Ashe and his sons. A friend had called to see if I were interested in the grave-marking ceremony up above Rocky Point in the family cemetery. Several cousins of mine would also be attending. We were guests of the Sons of the American Revolution, who were in charge, and the DARs. After a picnic lunch, there was to be a second ceremony some miles down the road at a grave of Alexander Lillington, yet another relative. We headed out and made a stop at a vegetable stand up in Pender County. I bought a bag of yummy-looking tomatoes, tickled to be able to find such great specimen this late in the season. Bouncing through cotton fields on the worst muddy dirt roads you could imagine, we finally arrived at the small Ashe Cemetery. Men milled around the graves. Most were in costume, tri-cornered hats, knee breeches, vest. Some more rustic in farmer's garb, flat-brimmed hats, carrying muskets. We civilians mixed in with the crowd as the ceremony started, with color guard marching in full costume to place the flags. Music and drummers added to the atmosphere. Several speeches explained who these men were and why their graves were being honored. Biographies of each of the three men were read. Beribboned wreaths were placed on the graves by different chapters of the group. It was all very colorful and quite dramatic. When the ceremony ended, it was getting toward lunchtime. I was not feeling too well. I last remember heading toward a friend to see about a ride home. Suddenly, I was flat on my back on the ground, looking up to the cloudless sky, with people in a circle peering down at me. Some wore tri-cornered hats. Some carried muskets. I could not figure out whether I had gone to Patriot Heaven or Patriot Hell. I had been out several minutes. "It's okay," said the man kneeling directly beside me. He was dressed in a kilt and wore a puffy shirt, exactly like the one Jerry Seinfeld wore in the puffy shirt Low Talker episode. "I'm a medic," he said, calling for some ice. "Now, don't you be looking up my kilt." "Rest assured," I replied, "I have no intention of looking up your kilt." "She's coherent! She's coherent!" he shouted to the bystanders. The rescue squad arrived. "My tomatoes! My tomatoes!" I cried. They were quickly put on the gurney. A wild ride over the dirt roads and an overnight stay in the hospital proved I was fine. And those tomatoes? Out of this world.